I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. Because of my podcasts and my book on coaching and managing adult slow-pitch softball, I'm often asked questions by softball players. And with newer players, I often hear many of the same questions over and over. Now, I've covered these things in earlier shows, but most people don't go back to the earlier shows, so I thought I'd do a show now that points you to some information you'll find invaluable. First, grab a pen and paper, because you'll want to jot down some show numbers. Okay. In my last show, I mentioned several topics that have been covered in this series, but I didn't tell you which specific shows covered what topics. Today I'll give you show numbers, so you can quickly jump to the information you want. Let's start with pitching, since that's what I do. My all-time most listened-to show on how and when to pitch the knuckleball is show number 22. There's a lighthearted look at the question, "Are pitchers important?" in show 26. Basic pitching tips are found in shows 4, 25, and 47. How to pitch to power hitters is the subject of show number 30. Choosing a glove for pitchers is covered in show number 95. And in shows 47 through 51, I take you step-by-step through the entire pitching process, from pregame preparation to pre-pitch preparation to follow-through to what to do after the ball is hit. Are you a catcher? The shows for you are 36, 37, 39, 41, and 42. Do you play first base? Check out shows 33, 34, and 35. Second base is covered in show 71, and third baseman should listen to show 28. Some general tips for all infielders can be found in show 12, and handling rundowns is discussed in show 54. Do you play the outfield? Shows 13 and 21 are for you. There are several shows for the exercise and physical fitness buffs. Some tips for compensating for poor physical endurance are found in show 40. Some surprising facts about pregame stretching, should you or shouldn't you, are revealed in show 65. Why it's a mistake to warm up with a bat donut, or by swinging two bats, is discussed in show 77. An easy way to give CPR is explained in show 101. And the secret to running faster, right now, not after several weeks of following some exercise program, but right now, today, run faster today, is found in show 38. What about offense, you ask? Well, you'll find some batting tips in shows 6 and 7, an analysis of using fast-pitch bats in slow-pitch softball in shows 53 and 56, and some tips on buying, or maybe not buying, a new bat in show 75. And I talk about hitting in cold weather in show 80. For managers, check out the show on setting your lineup, number 2. Base coaching, show 8. How to handle latecomers, show 19. How to handle no-shows, show 15. How to find sponsors for your team, shows 66 and 67. How and where to recruit new players, show 11. Running practice sessions so your players will actually show up for them, show 45. And there are general tips for new managers in shows 5 and 10. ASA rule changes of the last 4 years are covered in shows 14, 32, 59, and 84. And rules that were proposed but rejected are discussed in shows 85 and 86. Dealing with umpires is the topic of shows 23 and 73. And there are lots more. Check out the entire index of shows by clicking the link on the notes page. So, it's your choice. Waste a half hour tonight watching some dumb TV sitcom, or listen to 8 or 9 of these softball podcasts that will make you a sharper, smarter, and all-round better player. Pretty much a no-brainer, right? Well, thanks for listening, and for a look at my book and some free articles on coaching, managing, and playing adult slow-pitch softball, visit my website, slowpitchbook.com. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.